Governor Paul Johnson, 90.
All right, you're on the Attorney General, isn't
he? Yes, sir. He's on the other line.
Tell him that I'm talking on that call now.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just ready, sir.
Hello?
Governor?
Hello?
Governor?
Yes.
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, sir, Mr. Irvin. How are you?
Fine. Hope you are.
Been along fine.
I was talking to Jim Eastland this afternoon, and he told me after he talked to you, he called me back and said that you had you were deeply concerned about this situation, as I was. And
yes, we've been doing everything that we possibly could to solve it.
And he said that
it's possible.
He said you had suggested that be glad if I had to send an impartial, objective observer down to talk to you so you could tell them what you were doing and see themselves what all was happening.
That's exactly what the situation is.
And I'll tell you what I thought. I thought that I think that's a good idea. And I asked Alan Dulles, who's a brother, you know, of the former Secretary of State and a very able man, to fly down there, and told him that you had asked us to do that. I'm going to ask him to go down there tomorrow or next day, and I'll have him give you notice beforehand.
All right.
I want him to talk to you and any people that you suggest that might be desirable for him to talk to. Send him to anyone that you think he ought to see, any local officials or state officials. And I think he also ought to, before he comes back, see some of the Negro groups so that he can hear anything they've got to say or talk to them. I think he ought to talk to the FBI people that are in there. I'm deeply concerned about this situation, as I know you are.
Yes, the real danger in it, Mr. President, is these youngsters who come into a situation where you already have a hardcore group of people with long police records that are professional agitators.
Mm-hmm.
And these youngsters don't realize what they're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in here a good while, and they stirred up a great deal of tension. And now these youngsters come in when the tension is getting toward the boiling point. On this matter over there of these three that have disappeared, we've had investigators in there, of course, since yesterday morning, checking it out. Then we have, of course, our people over there at the scene of this automobile. And I have been in touch with the FBI resident agent, or the district agent, minor, down in New Orleans. And my people and his have been working very closely together.
Yes, Edgar Hoover told me that a couple of times this afternoon.
And then I told him that I thought that our people should get with his group and make a decision as to whether or not that big swamp should be searched, and if they needed to do so, or determine that was the thing to do right away, that we would be glad to furnish some additional personnel to get in there and to search that swamp out. I frankly don't think that they will find them anywhere except perhaps in another part of this country. From what we could determine, it looked like that they went out of there on foot to the highway. It was only about 100 yards away.
From the car?
Yes. That's a tremendous swamp in there, particularly on the south part of the road. And it would take a large number of men to really scour that swamp closely. But we're willing to do it if they feel that that would, you know, be beneficial.
You issued a statement this afternoon, didn't you?
That's correct.
What did you say in that statement?
Well, in that statement, and incidentally, the CBS crowd were there and filmed it. I said that my people had been in there on assignment since yesterday morning, that I had not received any official notice or request to search for these people or to run this down until last night. But despite that, the quickest we heard about it yesterday morning we sent investigators over. And then we also alerted our patrol units over in that area to be on the lookout also. And that the car had been found, that it was in the swamp about 12 miles northeast of Philadelphia, that it was on the north side of the highway in the Overchiller Swamp, about 100 yards off the highway, that the FBI agents were there on the scene, that some of our personnel were there on the scene, that there were no bodies found in the car, and that the area had been roped off, that news personnel, I felt certain, would not be permitted in the area until an investigation had properly been carried out by the FBI and by our state investigators and by the local sheriff, and that every effort was being made through a coordinated movement between all three of the law enforcement branches to see that the ends of justice were met. That was more or less the statement.
Mr. Hoover told me that you'd made it, and it pleased me very much. We want to cooperate with you in any way in the world that we can. We know what a problem it is, and we want to make available all facilities that the federal government has that we can to you and work work with all of our people there and our equipment to try to locate these boys. Now, CBS has got out a report that they'd located the bodies and they found the bodies. You know anything about that?
I know nothing whatsoever about that, and if that were true, the investigators over there would have contacted me immediately.
I believe so. CBS calls say the student bodies had been found. I don't know whether I just got that since I started talking to you.
No, we do not know if they have. We haven't found out. But I'll certainly be delighted to give you a ring or to give someone that you may designate.
Wait just a minute. Hoover's calling us on the other phone now. Let me see what he says.
Sure.
CBS man says that it's an unconfirmed report from a UPI stringer in Jackson. UPI still has not carried the story.
No. I feel that if they had located the bodies, that they would have notified me immediately.
Mm-hmm. The parents were down. I've got to say something tonight, and I don't want to. I want to contribute to a solution and not add to a problem.
You see, what the big problem is down here is this. Suppose we had a 500,000 marshals in here. You could not have prevented such a thing as happened in this particular instance. It's an isolated proposition that could happen anywhere in the state because of its size and because of the wooded areas and because of the fact that it is a rural state with a lot of small communities, and you're going to have this sort of a thing in New York City or anywhere else. It's a matter of when these things do happen that we run them to earth and bring them to justice.
Mm-hmm.
But this sort of thing could not have been prevented regardless of what anyone had done. That's our big problem here, and it would be in Texas, Arkansas, anywhere else.
Yes, that's right. Now,
but you can have an individual incident or isolated incident like that.
Well, I think that we're going to have a long summer, and as I said before,
yes, it is.
I'm deeply concerned about what's going to happen day to day, and I think it's just imperative that we work together as closely as we can, and all the resources of the state and
right.
the local people and the folks that we have be put together to try to see that the law is observed and
well,
see that we can avoid any violence.
We have been doing that for about 6 months, and we just kept a lid on this thing. How we've done it, I don't know. But we've kept it all suppressed. And I've just looked for a dynamite keg to go off in a minute, you know, and me sitting on it. But we have, I think the FBI agents and any of your people here in the state will tell you the same thing,
mm-hmm.
that we've made a tremendous effort to try to keep the people calm, and so far they have been. There's been no demonstrations at all.
Well, I want to tell you that what I said before, that I'm very pleased with your statement, that I appreciate your invitation to have this objective observer. I'm going to send Mr. Dulles. I'll notify you when he comes. I'm very anxious to repeat, anxious to cooperate with you and the local people, and all the facilities I have available are available for that purpose. The governor will come and talk to you and any people that you desire he talk to, and I'd suggest that you figure out various parts of the state to any people you think could give him helpful suggestions and report on what's happening, so we can get a pretty complete picture. Give him any guidance you can on any of the leaders of, that you think he might ought to talk to get all sides of the picture. He'll talk to the FBI people who are familiar, as you suggest, and then I want him to come back and give me some information, because they're picketing us tomorrow and say that we're not taking the steps we ought to, and so forth. So we want to be sure that we do everything we possibly can consistent with getting results.
Regardless of what had been done, Mr. President, an incident like this cannot be obviated anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world. And those people who do criticize, they realize that. But they are just trying to stir up a storm, you know.
Well, we've got to put everything we've got behind it, because the summer's going to be a long and a difficult one, Governor, and I know how you feel about it, and you know my problem too, and let's just work together as closely as we can, and my phone's always ready for you, and I'll consider yours the same way, and we'll be back in touch with each other.
Fine, and I do appreciate you calling me so much.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week.
And anything that you think that I can do to help suppress this situation, I wish you'd let me know.
I'll sure do it, and I just hope you appeal to all of them to continue as you did today to observe the law, and everybody follow it, and let's have no violence. That's fine.
We will require.
Thank you.